A house stands on Magnolia Street where no clocks tick and no mirrors reflect, where mice scurry between walls and 15 different types of wood mysteriously polish themselves. For over two centuries, the Owens women have lived here, blamed for every misfortune in their small Massachusetts town. Yet the same neighbors who cross the street to avoid them arrive at twilight, desperate for help with matters of the heart. This is where two orphan sisters grow up under the care of eccentric aunts who let them eat marshmallow pies for dinner and draw on walls with crayons. Jillian is fair and dreamy, content with chocolate and laziness. Sally, 13 months older, cooks nutritious meals and refuses to believe in anything without proof. The aunts call them night and day, one drawn to darkness, the other to light. But both share the same burden, a legacy of otherness that makes classmates refuse to sit near them and sets them apart in ways that can't be explained by logic alone. From the back stairs, the sisters secretly watch desperate women seek the aunt's magic. Clients weep, vomit, even carve lovers' names into their skin. One beautiful drugstore girl receives a love spell and never speaks again, only cooing like a dove, her singing voice gone forever, her back arched like a cat on hot coals. She cannot bear kind words without stamping her foot. A man who loves her too much follows her everywhere with no way to make him leave. Witnessing these transformations, Sally and Jillian lock pinkies and vow never to be ruled by emotion, whispering, "Not us." Sally retreats inside to lock the door three times before cutting bitter onions that would make anyone else cry all night. This early lesson shapes her understanding. Real love is dangerous, gripping you from inside, transforming you in ways you never anticipated. As teenagers, the sisters diverge dramatically. Jillian becomes irresistible to men, causing dizziness and car accidents with minimal effort. She passes classes without studying and has the football team weeding the garden, lovesick and obedient. The aunts never worry about her reputation, offering only practical advice about pregnancy prevention. Meanwhile, they worry about Sally, who cooks nutritious meals, does laundry on schedule, and keeps the house in perfect order. They consider her goodness, spinelessness, and fear disguised as humility. At 18, Jillian elopes to Maryland. Sally helps her escape through the window using tied sheets, and though they've grown apart, they cry and embrace before separating. Jillian begs Sally to come along, warning she'll get all crumpled up like a piece of paper if she stays. Sally refuses, knowing only two people can elope. For 2 years, Sally receives occasional postcards without return addresses. Then, on Midsummer's Eve, she crashes into Michael at the hardware store and falls instantly in love. She marries him quickly, transforming the house. Roses climb the porch, warmth permeates every room. They have two daughters, Antonia and Kylie, who displays unusual sensitivity, listening to rain before it falls. But when a Death Watch beetle appears beside Michael's chair, the aunts recognize the omen. Despite protective measures, Michael is killed by drunk teenagers while walking home from work. After Michael's death, Sally stops speaking for a year, viewing the aunts as powerless. Only Jillian's weekly calls bring comfort. When Sally finally speaks, shouting, "Stop it!" at a boy pushing Antonia, she decides to leave town for a normal suburban life. Despite the aunts' warnings that the past will follow, she settles where children play kickball and neighbors wave. Each August, she takes the girls to visit the aunts for chocolate cake and midnight freedom. But every year, Sally wakes to find her daughters in the moonlight garden among toads and caterpillars, time to leave. For 11 years, everything works. Then Jillian appears, beautiful but jittery, blonde hair short, a green snake tattooed on her wrist. Her problem? Jimmy, her abusive boyfriend, lies dead in the car after she'd been secretly feeding him nightshade. Sally helps bury him beneath the lilacs. That night, the lilacs bloom out of season with such fragrance, the air turns purple and sweet, drawing neighbors from their homes, reminding them of desire and real love. On Kylie's 13th birthday, Killian gives her a secret makeover, bleaching her hair blonde. But the transformation runs deeper. Kylie's senses sharpen inexplicably. Fireflies gather in her palms, pulsing with her heartbeat. She sees auras. Her sister's jealousy glows sickly green. Her mother's fear radiates black. Most disturbing is the blood-stained purple aura drifting from the lilac bushes, where she glimpses a man with gorgeous cold eyes reflecting moonlight, Jimmy's vengeful spirit waiting to make somebody pay. Strange occurrences plague the household. Lamps shut off, showers turn icy, milk curdles. Each sister loses what matters most. Sally's photos and diamond earrings vanish. When Kylie describes Jimmy lighting a cigarette and tossing the burning match, Sally notices smoke spiraling from the lawn. Determined to protect her daughters, Sally takes hedge clippers and cuts down all the lilacs, leaving only stumps tied at the curb for trash pickup. When the women drawn to the lilacs arrive to find them gone, they'll finally be free. 200 years ago, Maria Owens arrived in Massachusetts with her baby daughter and diamonds sewn into her dress. People grew suspicious when her baby never cried, even when bitten by spiders. During a hurricane, every house on Magnolia Street suffered damage, except hers. But love had wounded her. The father of her child had tired of her and sent money to keep her away. Until her death, Maria wore a sapphire from the man she'd loved, reminding herself what mattered. Every Owens woman since has inherited those clear gray eyes and the knowledge that there's no real defense against evil. Yet, Jillian finally takes a chance on love with Ben Fry, Kylie's biology teacher. His extended kissing drives her wild, reminding her how it felt to want someone as much as they wanted you. A frightening encounter with men following Kylie unexpectedly brings her closer to Antonia. As August ends, the family gathers at the aunt's house for Thanksgiving. Under the stars, Sally and Jillian realize this moment, looking up at the night sky without fear, is exactly what they'd wished for as children. The Owens women remind us that the most dangerous curse isn't the one placed on us by fate, it's the one we place on ourselves when we refuse to love fully. Their legacy teaches us that running from our nature only brings us back to where we started, but accepting who we are opens the door to transformation. The most practical magic isn't found in spells, it's the courage to embrace love despite knowing it can destroy us, to stand in our truth even when the world turns away, and to believe that sometimes the very thing we fear most is exactly what will set us free.